All right, joining us is Michael Hartley. He wrote a book called Christy Mathewson. It's a biography published by McFarland. And again, McFarland does such a good job. And as I said to the audience earlier, Michael, let me just say this. We have 3.5 million people coming to AT&T Park. Probably 45 or 50 million have come out there since the park has opened. And they look up in the rafters and they look over at left field and they see all these retired numbers. And then they see a name, Christy Mathewson. And people say, who was Christy Mathewson? Why is his name up there? Who is he? And I thought it would be great to have you on to let the audience know, whether they're 8 years old or 90 years old, why Christy Mathewson's name is up in the ring at AT&T Park. So, Michael, welcome to the show, and I love the book. And tell us, why Christy Mathewson?
Well, thank you, Marty. Probably he's one of the greatest right-hand pitchers the game's ever known. In his era, he played 16 years for the Giants from 1900 to 1916. They did not have names on the jerseys back then. Although, ironically, he was known as Big Six. Various reasons have been given why. His height, 6 foot, which was about 3 inches taller than the average ball player at that time. And also in New York City, the fire engine company that was pretty well known and pretty well regarded was number six. And I think they just kind of transferred that to him.
Baseball was rowdy when he came in. He wasn't rowdy. He was a college guy coming in.
That's right, from Bucknell. And with a strict Baptist upbringing. Bucknell is by way of Baptist College.
The New York Giants were such good teams in those eras. Of course, they have the World Series in 1905. They don't play it in 1904 because McGraw doesn't want to do it, and John Brush. And we're not going to play that American League, whoever they are. But 1905, they're pressured into doing it. And his name came up a couple of years ago when Madison Bumgarner had his amazing run through the Kansas City Royals. Mathewson in 1905 had maybe the greatest run of any pitcher in postseason history.
It'll never be duplicated, not the way baseball is played nowadays. He pitched 3 complete game shutouts within a period of 6 days.
And that's why his name is up there, one of the great New York Giants of all time, one of the great pitchers of all time. But for Mathewson, what, 373 wins, am I correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, still up there with an amazing amount of wins, and he was the meal ticket along with Iron Joe McGinnity, who we learned about a few weeks ago for the New York Giants. Michael Hartley is with us. The book is Christy Mathewson, a biography. And it explains fans why that name is up there at AT&T Park and why he's one of the best of all time. The war intercedes. The First World War, it affects Christy Mathewson. His playing days are over. What happens?
Well, he is actually the manager of the Cincinnati Reds when the United States declares war in 1917. And near the end of the 1918 season, he joins the chemical warfare service. And he's part of a cadre of major league ball players who instruct soldiers in the use of and protection from gas, along with George Sisler, Branch Rickey, and Ty Cobb.
And something happened.
Well, in a training exercise, he was exposed to gas, and he was hospitalized as a result.
Yeah, and that sort of ended, he came back and managed a little, was in baseball a little more, but eventually took his life. Michael, one of the interesting things I always joke with Bruce Bochy about it, Christy Mathewson was so beloved by John McGraw, the manager of the Giants, and again, this is why the name is up there. He lived with John McGraw. He and his wife lived with McGraw until their first baby was due. Imagine Brandon Belt or Madison Bumgarner living with Bruce Bochy?
Well, no, I can't. When McGraw came to the Giants, actually he came from the Baltimore Orioles and brought Joe McGinnity and a few other players with him, I think he knew right away that he'd be improving the Giants as a team. I don't think he quite recognized what he had in Mathewson at that point. And they hit it off. McGraw had some college at St. Bonaventure. He was about 8 years older than Mathewson, but I think one reason they hit it off so well is that their wives got along well, too. So for that 1 year, they did share an apartment in New York City.
All right. Very unusual. I could just see Bruce Bochy with Lincecum sharing an apartment with him. It just struck me as funny. Michael Hartley with us. Christy Mathewson is the book. You look at Mathewson and the way he came to the Giants. It was crazy back in those days. The part owner of the Giants, or the owner of the Giants, bought stock in the Baltimore Orioles and released all the players, and then had the New York Giants sign him. A little bit of collusion, but that's the way McGinnity and Mathewson ended up as a New York Giant. Michael, you had one theory, and that is that the Black Sox scandal of 1919, which rocked the baseball world, might not have happened if Mathewson was maybe there for a hearing where Hal Chase was accused of throwing games. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. In the context that it was the Reds versus the White Sox in the 1919 World Series, I think this is interesting. As I said, Mathewson managed the Reds in 17 and 18. And in that 18 season, it became apparent to him and, well, to the team in general, that there were a couple players throwing games, Hal Chase being the ringleader. And before the season ended, he suspended Chase from the team, and the Reds stopped paying Chase his salary. Chase protested to the league office. It went to a hearing. Mathewson had left affidavits concerning Chase's throwing games that season. There was also testimony from a few Reds players who testified against Chase at that hearing. Not a public hearing, by the way, a private one. But in the end, Chase was acquitted, and the National League president, John Heidler, at the time said Mathewson's affidavit was too general in nature, not specific enough.
Ah, all right. Well, see, that's why you have to have live testimony and have, I always say as a lawyer, the questions are the most important. Ask specific questions, you get good answers. A general affidavit isn't going to work. All right. Yeah. Michael,
by the way, the reason he wasn't there is he was still serving overseas at the time.
Right. Boy, interesting era of baseball. And as I say, we've got 50 million people come into this park and look up and see the name. And I think you've helped everyone understand who this great man was, what a great pitcher he was for the New York Giants, 373 wins. He even lived with the manager. So I think that tells us a little bit about his character. But I appreciate your being on. And the book, Michael, you can get from McFarland and normal sources of Amazon and things like that?
Yes.
All right. Hartley, Michael Hartley, Christy Mathewson, a biography. Michael, thank you so much. I'm glad you could be on with us.
Well, thank you, Marty.
All right. That is Michael Hartley. I would love doing this stuff, right, Raph?